I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. I'm staring at a beautiful 007 sign here at the Megaplex Theater at the Gateway. These are the luxury seats, by the way. Every seat in the house, giant leather seat, reclines. It's the full motorized reclining, too. Head, feet, all that stuff. You got the giant table on there in case you want to eat your nachos from a fully prone position. Boom. And you can watch all your movies, including 007 that came out this week. It's all part of our tour to fans. We had a super nice Megaplex, I guess you could say a patron, if a Megaplex come in. And he said, look, I bought extra tickets, and I did not. And you can give it to some listeners. And I said, yeah, except for we're not going to be here very long, and the movie's going to start in 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I don't want to put it in a weird spot. And Jeff Whipple, of course, because he's the nicest guy in the world from Megaplex Theaters, walks up and goes, you know what? I love this guy's attitude. And so without mentioning his name, because he said, don't mention my name, Jeff said, we're going to do some tickets tonight. So here's what we're going to do, Scott. You ready for an on-the-fly?
I can't wait. I love
on-the-fly contest. If you text MONEYPENNY to 57500, MONEYPENNY to 57500, you know what MONEYPENNY is, Scott?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
Sorry.
It's his assistant. She works for MI6. She's in one of the assistants at MI6. There's always a weird tension between her and 007. But anyway, MONEYPENNY to 57500. The 007th text that we
money,
get.
Money, as in MONEY.
Yeah. People who are going to win.
PENNY.
If you do it, MONEYPENNY to 57500, the 007th text that we get, number 7 text, will get a pair of tickets to Megaplex Theaters. And you don't even have to watch Bond, but you can watch whatever the lineup is. Jeff doesn't care, as long as you enjoy the Megaplex experience. So MONEYPENNY to 57500, and we'll have Dallin contact you, and we'll get you set up. All we need is your email address after we pick a winner. So here we go. Scott, it's the NFL Roundup. Of course, you played in the NFL for 12 years, and so it's an advantage for us to be able to have you as a resource here. So let's compare, if you will, with me. This is a fun little game for me, because Zach Wilson, as a rookie, everybody wants to know kind of how he stacks up all time against other rookies who've gone in, because I think that you and I have both kind of looked at this and said, hey, I don't know what to expect out of a guy like Zach Wilson. I don't know what to expect out of a rookie season. And you've told people to just give it a year, okay? To just back off. You don't need to have the guy win everything year one, right? And so that's been kind of your charge all the time on all this. How is it that you – what kind of progress do you want to see in a rookie season, though, first of all? What kind of progress do you want to see out of the guy? And I know you said wait till next year, but within that rookie year, what do you want to see happen from a guy?
So you want to see how he commands situations in games. Like, you have to learn how to win in the NFL. And the fact that he was able to lead the Jets to wins and make big plays in those games that led the team to a victory, those are the things you want to start seeing. You want to see, you know, how does he handle pressure and pressure situations, and how, you know, and so much of it is third down. I mean, third down, converting third downs in the NFL is kind of the name of the game, and it's learning how to score in a red zone, and just can he manage game situations? And the only way you can do that. The only way you've learned to do it is to play. And so you watch, and you watch, and you see, like this last week, he took a massive step forward. When he's playing Bill Belichick, he took a massive step backwards.
Right. I
mean, but it doesn't mean he's not the only person that's ever done that. He's just had his first experience. And he's going to have to deal with Bill Belichick because he's in his division. So so you got to learn how to kind of compete and win games in your division and win your division and win close games. The NFL, it's so close every week. So many games are decided in the last few minutes of a game, or they're decided in the fourth quarter, and it's so important for that quarterback to be able to do that. And so you started to see a glimpse of some of that. You don't want to see a guy throw for a million yards, right? He goes, oh, look at his stats. They're incredible, right? But what the stats is they're garbage stats. It's like when the team's way behind, like when they were playing Carolina in early in the season. It's like, you know, he had some good stats at the end of the day, but they really weren't stats that showed that they were winning a game. It's just like, yeah, you're kind of losing a lot, and you're trying to catch up. And it's all about, can this guy win football games? I'll use the example, and I've used it before, of Justin Herbert, where Justin Herbert was a guy that a year ago would kind of had some of those stats, but he didn't have the ability to win games. He didn't know how to do it yet. And then you see him this year, and he's winning big games on the road in big situations, and that's when you start to say, okay, this guy's a keeper. This guy's a guy who can make it in this league.
Zach Wilson, after four games, is 1-3. Got his first win, of course, this last weekend. Very exciting. Very fun for him. Aaron Rodgers, in his first four starts, was 2-2. Threw for 961 yards in those four games. Turned the ball over four times. Had eight touchdowns, though, to those four. Now, I don't know, like, win-loss record stuff, I know it doesn't matter to you because most of the time they put rookies, especially if they're high draft picks. Aaron Rodgers' a rookie start was so much different than Zach Wilson's rookie starts that he's had. His first four games were sitting behind Brett Favre forever, yeah, waiting to get his turn. It's not comparable.
Well, no, and you wouldn't want to – I wouldn't compare Zach Wilson to anyone. I wouldn't even get into that comparison. I mean, sure, it's interesting. The guy who really jumped off the page to me that was Patrick Mahomes.
4-0 after four games.
Yeah, I mean, he was –
threw for 1,200 yards,
but
13 touchdowns in one pick.
And think of all the talent he had around him. And
right.
Think of the situation that he was in.
Yes. And again, sat behind a veteran.
Right, and it wasn't his rookie year. There's such a leap between year one and year two. It makes a massive difference in what's happening, and so you can't. You don't want to get into, the grass is greener, or he's going to turn into this amazing player, because every situation, every team is different, and if a guy kind of starts off slow, that doesn't mean anything either.
Right. 575-00. I'm still looking for. Well, I think I have my 007th texter. Money penny to 575-00. That's how you can win those tickets. So we'll come back. I'll have probably an answer for a winner there. And we'll get you those tickets to Megaplex Theater, courtesy of Megaplex, and the grand reopening here of the luxury Megaplex Theaters here at the Gateway. We'll take the break. All part of our Tour de Fans brought to you by General RV. We are having a fun time this year going up and down the Wasatch Front. We'll come right back. Two-minute drill to wrap things up. I've got a new age that Tom Brady is going to be shooting for, courtesy of Joe Montana's prediction. Stay with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.